This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On top here on the DJV show, Jennifer is not among us in this hour, but Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour of what kind of is an exploratory explanation into things that you're all talking about, things that maybe you don't know anything about. We have various categories like people in the news. Harvey Weinstein is this guy, man.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
He's shopping a documentary on himself.
Of course he is.
He wakes up early in the morning these days, attends group therapy, so he says he wears a black T-shirt and a fedora in rehab. He's still working on the folks that he knows, going through his Rolodex, trying to make a documentary about... Who better than him? He's already made some efforts to produce his... this is going to be the most challenging thing he's done, a documentary designed to pave the way for his comeback. Yeah. So far, nobody will touch it with a 10-foot pole. He's talked to a long list of producers, people reaching out to him.
I think that's what I call BS. His rep says...
So he says.
His rep says, a lot of people, you know, are interested in producing this document. Who even wants to talk to him? He is so toxic right now.
Yeah,
no one in Hollywood wants to talk to him.
And if people are scared to talk to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet, then I highly doubt it. It's not the right time. We're still highly in the midst of the Time's Up movement, and I don't know. You have to wait at least a few years if you want to make a comeback from something like this. I still don't. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think anybody wants anything to do with him.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering where he's spending his time, he's at Gentle Path, which is a sort of a dry-out rehab place, men-only treatment facility, costs $50,000 a month. Kevin Spacey has been there. Tiger Woods has been there since Scottsdale, Arizona. But rather than finish the program and take part in the outpatient sessions, he has, at least for the most part, he's whittled away much of his time in outpatient classes at a company or a facility that's related to this place, dealing with his legal challenges. There are only three people who have heard from him in recent months. So he's got a long list of producers he's trying to talk to, but he's only got three friends, apparently. The people in Scottsdale not happy. This is outside, it's a sort of a suburb of Phoenix, and there are a lot of these sorts of places there. It's a great place for retirees. A lot of people go there on vacation, and they're not too happy about having to be exposed to him, or around him anyway. There are 100 allegations against this guy. 100.
And apparently there might be an arrest or two coming his way as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is not the right... Well, the fact that he even is thinking about shopping a documentary on himself so he can tell his side of the story instead of actually focusing on his very weird and real addictions, just shows you right there. He has no interest in really healing. There's no...
Is he so out of touch with himself? A lot of times guys get... women, too, they get so wrapped up in their... this guy's a psychotic. He's mentally disturbed.
Right.
So he's not going to have a clear-cut picture on what his reality is anyway. And that's sort of... I'm certainly not making excuses for the guy at all because he's a pig. But, a lot of times these people go over the top and, as you hear sometimes in the dramas, people claim... the self-defense thing, or they'll claim that they're insane, they're not guilty by reason of insanity. That's his, if he gets arrested, that's his plea. And maybe there's something to it. And people just who are sane don't do the kind of stuff to the extent that he did. There are plenty of people, plenty of guys that are pigs that have taken advantage of women, certainly over the years. I had a conversation with somebody on Saturday about this sort of thing, and there was a lot of, you know, there you can feel it with people who may have had the same problem, seething with anger. So the point is that this guy has done, at some point, somebody must have known that he was off the rails, and you'd have thought that somebody would have, you know, taken him aside and said, hey, you know, you better do something about this, because you're going to get into big trouble. Nobody ever did, because maybe they were afraid of him for the same reason that women were afraid of him. He just had so much power, way too much power concentrated in his hands. Now, next person in the news on the list is Elon Musk. Has a new game plan for his company. It's called the Boring Company, by the way. I wonder why he calls it that. The Boring Company? He says instead of focusing on transportation for cars, he's going to prioritize mass transit for pedestrians, cyclists, that sort of thing. The goals are to help ease traffic in cities by digging networks. You know, there are a lot of tunnels that are either being contemplated. I think there's one already being built, though, isn't there, between Washington and New York? Isn't he onto that?
I think he got approval for that, yes.
Yeah,
but but that answers your question. That's why he's called it the Boring Company.
Yeah. Oh, it's not boring because it... Oh! Oh!
There you go!
Oh! Isn't that funny?
I thought you were making a joke if you didn't know why he was called that.
No, I didn't know. I knew what he was doing was boring, but I didn't realize it was that boring.
Right.
That kind of boring. Boring.
And knowing his sort boring. Of sense of humor, I'm sure the double entendre was something he enjoyed, too.
Of course
too.
It was. Yeah. Do you know that he, on Friday, he has enough, I forget what they call them, bonus chits to get $2.6 billion out of his company? That's how, and I thought that the Tesla was losing money, but it isn't the Tesla brand, the car is losing money, but the battery thing, he's already invested $5 billion in those plants to build batteries, and apparently it's turned enough of a profit or other adventures that he's involved in, so the company has, he had an option to take X number of shares that are worth $2.6 billion.
But that would just tank his company if he did that, though. That would be a really stupid move, yeah.
Yeah, it isn't like he needs the money.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, so there's Elon Musk. One other person in the news at this moment, China's president. What is it? Xi Jinping, right? Isn't that his name? Or Xi Chai Bai? What is it? Xing X. It's X-I.
Isn't it president?
President Xing Chai. Jai?
This is bad.
I don't know. Oh, God.
It's
yeah,
Qi, isn't it?
Is it Qi?
That's what I thought. But
I thought that's what it was.
Maybe we should just tell the story and stop trying to say the name.
Well,
we're obviously
interesting about Qi, he has pretty good Qi, apparently, because the constitution has been changed in China to allow him to serve as long as he wants to. It's an indefinite, now because of the presidential term limits being lifted, he can rule indefinitely. No opposition, basically, at the National People's Congress over the weekend. Two delegates voted against it, and you can probably figure out they'll be in a landfill today. He's 64 years old. He said the Constitution Amendment reflects the common will of the people. Really? I wonder how many people actually voted on this. This was not a referendum. This was a vote in what amounts to, they call it the People's Congress. It's their parliament. It's the same thing as our Republican and democratically controlled House and Senate, that sort of thing. In addition to lifting term limits, the amendment also adds his personal political philosophy to the preamble of the Constitution, abolishing a system that was put in place in 1982 to prevent any lifelong dictatorships.
Mm-hmm.
So you can figure this will cause the egos of these people don't realize what will happen. It'll foment if he stays there and then it goes to his son or his daughter or whatever that stuff, there will be a revolution there again. Because, you know, things are better, but they aren't the best. And it's not, certainly not like, we're not talking about North Korea bad. A lot of people, there's a lot of nouveau riche, a lot of new money, but still, this is abusive. And we know about abuses in our political system, so you can imagine over there how much worse it is. It's 16 past the hour. Speaking about things that are... Was I speaking about things that were good? Yeah, I think the Elon Musk thing. The fact that a guy can create a company that's worth that kind of dough, good for him. Here's another fellow who's done a great job creating a company. This is one of those great American stories that ends in you being the beneficiary. Mike Linder, well, he's been the beneficiary because of what he's done, but he's made it so that you can enjoy a great night's rest because of his own shortcomings. Couldn't get a good night's sleep. And he's kind of an inventive sort, so he came up with a new pillow and said, okay, to everybody, I got a new pillow. You want to buy him? I'll sell him. He was giving them out to all of his friends, and then he thought, oh, this is a pretty good business. Why don't we start? So he started in his garage making pillows and had one person, they had two, and then he had four, and then he had 10. Now he's got 1,500 people in a huge warehouse manufacturing my pillows in Minnesota. They have a spring sale going on right now. All their pillows, by the way, all their products are guaranteed. This is the most comfortable pillow you will ever, ever own. There are two queen-size pillows that are on sale. Well, every day, every week, every month, all year long, there are all kinds of specials. And depends on what's on at the moment. But you'll see that a lot of these specials are carried over on the website, MyPillow.com. So my advice to you is you go in there and you look around. Okay, so there's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows that are on sale right now, 50% off. That's one deal. And then there are some queen-size pillows and a set of pillowcases that are on sale. That's another idea. Act fast. Get whatever the bargains are right now. If you need good rest material, sheets, mattresses, pillows, enjoy MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to get the half-price specials. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm having that 659 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Daily conversation about what's hot and sometimes what's not. I thought, as long as we're talking about Elon Musk there, the Trump administration is hoping to privatize things in space like the International Space Station. Washington Post carrying a story which says it has a NASA document outlining plans for privatization by 2025. Not clear how putting the station in private hands would work yet. It's an international program because there are, well, at least four or five different countries that have people up there all the time. NASA is going to release its budget proposal this week, and the privatization plan is included in that. You know, we used to spend 5% of the budget was on NASA, and now it's like 0.5% is spent on this. And if it turns out that we still are making advances, gains, because the privates like Elon Musk and Richard Branson and others want to put their dough in it, and they're putting their dough in it because they can see the future perhaps better than many. And I say that because I'm critical of cutting the NASA budget. I think that that for the very reason the privates want to get into it, it's a good thing for the public sector to begin or to go back in, not begin, but go back into it, because it is the future. It really is. There are going to be so many opportunities, so many great things that will happen. You know that we already have too many people on this planet. They're going to have to go somewhere. Something's got to happen. Something's got to give. And whether we all get on a plane, a rocket ship, and go someplace else, but something's got to give. It is 21 after the hour, friends and neighbors.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Me and Mrs. Jones
got a thing going on.
We got a thing.
23 and change after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones, the remember the movie Me and Mrs. No, it wasn't Me and Mrs. Jones, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah.
And Colin Firth was
Colin.
The star of that.
Colin.
Him too. Sure. Mamma Mia, he's in that. He was in Love Actually. He's really got a great resume. He and his wife, Livia Guglioli. Oh, what a great name. Guglioli. This kind of reminds you of a scene from Love Actually when he goes to propose to the Italian. Remember that from Love Actually?
Mm-hmm.
Colin Firth goes in and that's a great scene. Anyway, so his wife's an Italian movie producer and a director. Apparently she had an affair with somebody while they were separated. They've been married for a couple of decades, but they were, for a while, a couple of years ago, took some time off. And she had an affair with a man that she now is accusing of stalking her and her husband. This guy's been a friend of hers for a long time. His name is Marco Brancaccia. I love those Italian. Brancaccia. Whom now, she says, has launched a frightening campaign of harassment against the two of them. And the rep for both of the Firths said, quote, for obvious reasons, they have never had any desire to make this matter public. A couple of years ago, they privately made a decision to separate for a while. During that time, Mrs. briefly became involved with a former friend. Now they have reunited, and the friend doesn't seem to want to go away. So Italian prosecutors are, as you can imagine, a harassment complaint issued against this guy. Imagine in your own life. Think about it.
Right, yeah, but the weird thing about this story, too, is the guy isn't he's claiming that he actually has all of the emails and photos and videos and things that she sent him. And so he's kind of saying, that's kind of what he's implying, that she's claiming harassment now so that he's going to be anything he says will look like he's just crazy. But mm-hmm. that they actually kept going with the affair. So yeah. I don't know.
They have a couple of children. They spend most of their time in London, but apparently they do have a home in Italy as well. So it does, kind of like a page out of Love, actually. 25 and change past the hour now. Music news. Katy Perry is in the middle of this thing. The story of Sister Catherine Rose Holtzman of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, one of the nuns embroiled in a legal battle over the sale of a convent that Katy Perry's trying to buy, died, dropped dead in the courtroom on Friday, the age of 89. She was in court trying to testify. One of the nuns that tried sell the 8-acre convent. It's over not far from where my kids live in Los Feliz. The Sisters of the Most Holy and Immaculate Heart for the... It's been there for 4 or 5 decades. They want to change it into a restaurant. Now, actually, they want to change it into a boutique hotel somehow or other. It's kind of a weird situation because it's not a part of town where you would think this would be a big... Although there's a lot of gentrification going on. But the story isn't that so much as this lady. Just for her death, Sister Holtzman gave an interview to the local Fox station here. She said, quote, "We asked these folks, there are two people involved in this, as far as I can figure out. The fellow who bought it, Dana Hollister, bought the convent, converted it to a restaurant. Now we wanted to sell it to Katy Perry." And they said, "Please stop." I guess apparently we don't want you to do this.
I don't know what Katy Perry wants to do with this property. That's what's interesting. Why they were fighting back and forth with her. But this nun has no love for Katy Perry.
No, not at all. "Please stop," she wrote. "It's not doing anyone any good except hurting a lot of people." But apparently they had an option to buy it back again. If it seems like a weird story, frankly. But the story isn't so much, I guess that's...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Before after the hour, lots of animated conversation is really what you can count on daily on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jen is not with us today. We're having a continuing conversation on and off the air about Katy Perry buying a convent in the Los Feliz section of Los Angeles, 8 acres of land to be converted to whom, to who, I guess the correct English would be, to who knows. I'm very careful about who, to whom. You and I both are sticklers on grammar, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Who, to whom is, I guess, the question. Well, to whom is Katy Perry? What she wants to do with it apparently doesn't make much difference. These nuns, a couple of older nuns, I didn't like it, and one of them was testifying in a court case that they brought against Katy Perry for whatever reason, and she died. So what is the behind the scenes of this?
Well, after a lot of Googling that Kara and I just did during the commercial break, it turns out that Katy Perry paid $10 million cash for this convent. It's a 20,000 square foot area. And yeah. she wanted to build one big house so her mother and her grandmother could live there. And that would be like their home base. And so these two nuns, there's two nuns out of eight that were holdouts who didn't like Katy Perry. Katy Perry went to the convent, met with the nuns last year, and won everybody over except for these two. And they said they didn't want the sale to go to Katy Perry because they had concerns about her character. They would rather have a boutique hotel replace the convent than have Katy Perry live there. So
what I want to know is how it is that two nuns who live in a convent, they don't own the convent. The Catholic Church owns the convent. So how do they have any say in it all? We all know the Catholic Church has been selling property all around the country. My hometown of Framingham, we had a convent, an old retirement home for the brothers and sisters of the, whatever it was, Sisters of Mercy, I think. And there were 54 acres. And they decided they had to sell it to make sure that there was retirement money for the nuns and for the brothers. And so there's this whole big to-do in Framingham about what to do with it. But nobody questioned. There were churches that have been sold on some of the major arteries to get money, valuable land there. But it all goes to the church. What the heck do these nuns have to say about it?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. The only reason I think they're involved in the conversation is because... So, they're not involved in this sale to Katy Perry, but before she bought it, they tried to sell it to someone else, even though they didn't have the actual...
They being the nuns or the Catholic
nuns.
Church?
The nuns tried to sell it to someone else. And so they did sell it, but that's how it got sold to Katy Perry afterwards, because they didn't actually have the right to sell it. And so I don't know. Now they're trying to appeal. The other interesting thing I've seen that they said about Katy Perry is, Katy Perry represents everything we don't believe in. It would be a sin to sell to her. And yeah, apparently, I don't know. I don't know.
What does she represent?
I don't know.
They mentioned the Dark Horse video, which I
just skimmed through. It's got an Egyptian theme, but I don't see anything. I mean, there's a rapper involved in it. I don't see anything that's worse than anything else in the music industry
or
Hollywood. I don't know if it's because she used to be a gospel singer and she's now into pop and they don't like that she switched from the church to mainstream pop music. I don't know. I don't know if anyone will ever solve the mystery, especially now that one of the main nuns has passed away. But bizarre, and I understand why the jury did not understand anything, because I can't get it. I don't get it either.
None of us do. Here's something else not to understand. The health implications now of this nerve agent. Remember the story from last week of the Russian ex-spy and his daughter? As the Brits now are looking for more information on the contamination, the type, it sounds like a movie. I went to see Red Sparrow over the weekend, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this is the same kind of a story. Chemicals that put the father and daughter in critical condition. Perhaps the Russians are at it again. Not clear. It sort of also reminds me a bit of the video that you see Kim Jong-un's brother, when the guy approached him in the airport. Have you seen that video of him putting a rag over his brother's nose and mouth?
No, but...
And then he goes into an office at the airport and dies on the floor. So this is that. This is this sort of international intrigue. It sounds like it comes right out of a movie, but it is the real... There'll be a movie about this. Somebody will take this idea. But now, the point of the story is the general public may... have been, or at least in that area of Salisbury, affected by this, or could have been, because this stuff was an agent in the air. And so people were if you're in the supermarket there, they advised you to wash your clothing, send stuff out for dry cleaning, wipe down anything you were wearing, jewelry, watches, that sort of thing. Make sure you take 3 or 4 showers over a 2-day period. But now it looks like there is low risk for that because it's, at this point, a week or so later, it's been disseminated into the air. But the authorities couldn't figure out, they still can't figure out what it was that they used, some kind of a rare nerve agent, but they don't know what it is. And so that's what they were advising people who are around there in the store, live in the area, to keep themselves clean. They still have a focus on the Russians because they can't figure out who else would want to bump this guy off. So there it is, the latest story of the Russians. Well, the Russians are all over the news. Have you noticed that today? They've announced this new hypersonic missile called the Bad Vlad. I just made that up. I thought it was kind of cute, though. They do have, supposedly, a hypersonic missile. And Putin was happy to say that it will overcome the U.S. defense systems. Nobody will be able to take it down. So what does all this do? We're going to be, once again, afraid of Putin and his little wee-wee. What is the whole, this is, who's going to use a hypersonic missile? And once this, any of this stuff gets, it's over, it's curtains. Nobody survives this stuff. So why do they keep wasting their money and their time on it? Other than just to exercise, you know, and I wasn't being facetious. Guys with little you-know-whats try to be big men, whether it's the short man thing, whatever it is. And the kind of money that this guy, this country is basically broke. And they're spending, it's the same as North Korea. They got people starving in the streets. And yet they spend all this money to do nothing, in essence. There's nothing other than the ego gratification for some guy who's got a little ung, wung, wung. So, well, what else is it? Seriously.
I agree.
All right. Donald Trump praising countries that execute drug dealers. Over the weekend, he was on a crusade. I guess he's had a couple of rallies over the weekend. He cited Singapore as an example of a nation where drug offenses result in capital punishment. You know, in a way, I think drug dealers are right up on the top list of scum. And whether it's the death penalty, put them in jail, throw away the key. Rapists, murderers, and drug dealers, throw away the key. So,
sure, rapists and murderers, of course, but there are so many, and I think that the argument would be
it's
made
the definition.
That,
okay, yep. I know where you're going.
Also, there are so many, and Jay-Z has been one of the, he's kind of popping to mind. When he was growing up in the projects, you either got recruited into a gang and sold drugs for the gang, or you got killed. And so there are so many cities that have that same situation where young kids, 12, 13, 14 years old, are being recruited into these gangs, or else, you know, their families get threatened, and there's no other option for them. So to say that they get the death penalty is, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree. You're right. I'll take myself back a bit.
Yeah, if you're Pablo Escobar, then sure.
Right, exactly. Yes, right. Yeah.
Then I'm with you. You're El Chapo or whatever that guy. Right. But yes,
Chop
I agree.
Off his, all of his whatevers, yes. Okay. Yeah. So Rick Scott of Florida signed the gun bill, and the NRA has announced they're going to court to try to stop it. Talk about bad PR. Man, these guys don't get it at all. I'm sure if Jennifer were here, she'd have another side to this, but I'm trying to figure out. I look at things. I'm, you know, there's the left, there's the right, and there's the middle. And so I try to understand what's on both sides here. The age to buy a firearm in Florida has been up to 21. There's a requirement for a three-day waiting period. The sale or possession of bump stocks is banned. Mental health requirements are part of this. Safety programs in schools. So what is there not to like in this bill? It also lets some teachers carry weapons if they want to. Scott says he's opposed to that, and I think there's good reason for that.
Yeah,
sort of surprised.
I agree with that.
He's not one of the most, he hasn't been on the top of the list as far as people who've got some moderate common sense. He said, quote, "I still think law enforcement officers ought to be the ones to protect the schools. I've heard all the arguments from and for teachers to be armed and that sort of thing. The bill was changed a lot on this topic. I'm not persuaded." The provision in the new act known as the Coach Aaron Feist Guardian Program is not mandatory, leaves the decision to arm schools up to local officials. Within hours of the bill being signed, the NRA filed a federal lawsuit. Violates Second Amendment. Man, what a bunch of bunkers. Bong, boom.
Florida is bunkers.
But this shows this sort of trending into the mainstream, though, Victoria.
Yeah, oh, I know. But what I mean is another bonkers story that came out over the weekend. There's a female representative. I don't know her name. I don't remember it. But she kind of went on a rampage against the students who have been protesting, the kids from Parkland who, you know, have
this
been
rallying. This week is
rallying
a big week for that. Isn't that this week?
It's the 24th. It's the next week. Yeah.
Okay.
But this to me, this idiotic woman basically said, "Sit down, kids. Adults make the laws. You don't." It's like, how dumb are you that you're talking to future voters?
Yep.
And a lot of these kids are seniors, so it just, I don't know. Maybe this is just this is what we need to just have a cleansing of, get rid of the old that's not working and bring in some new.
Out with the old and in with the new.
In with the new, yeah.
Starting with Elizabeth Warren. That'd be a good place to start. She has now refused to take a DNA test to prove that she's Pocahontas.
Oh, God.
She said, quote, "I know who you are, and I know who I am, and I know what you're trying to do. I never got any benefit from being Pocahontas." She was on Meet the Press.
Did she actually say Pocahontas, or are these your words?
No, of course she didn't. I'm just embellishing. Come on. I have to get a little dramatized here for this to be an interesting story.
Can
I find her? So boring.
Who would have thought?
It's so boring. All right, I have in my hand a little bottle of whitening foam from the folks at Power Swabs. This is really kind of a cool thing. It's a cool tooth detergent. It's a whitening agent, lightens stains. This is very good stuff. Boys and girls, you ought to have some of this. A healthy solution to a whiter smile. This is the story of Power Swabs. Clinically studied, has a patented organic tooth detergent that whitens the stains in your mouth from smoking, drinking too much coffee, wine, all that stuff. You want to have a good, bright, white smile? Then call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show. Get 50% off the cost of this. This is a great program. Get on it. 5 minutes. You do it once a week, and the stains disappear. And you'll see right away how your smile will improve. Natural teeth, caps, veneers, doesn't make any difference. It works on all of them. Call 800-208-1797. It's the DJV connection that gives you 50% off on Power Swabs. 800-208-1797.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 324-18.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Money Pit time is 53 past the hour. Happy to have, as usual, one of my heroes in the broadcast business, Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend. Well, you can hear it when you want to, because it's delivered like my program and most other programs that are savvy, have ways of finding the info anytime, day or night. So you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you have a wet basement or a wet dream, either or both of those things, and you go right to the Money Pit. The Money Pit. So you may need a new mattress, or listen, let's get to the wet basement vow that's in our mind.
I got nothing to say about that.
Listen, we're going to sell some mattresses in a minute.
You tanked that open all by yourself.
Wet basements this time of year, with all these wild storms that are going on. We have a lot of problems in the Northeast, especially where you are in Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio River Valley, all the way up to New England. Wild weather and wet basements galore. So what do you do? What do you tell people who are asking you at MoneyPit.com or on the air what to do about our wet basement?
Well, it's interesting because we got an email from a guy named Kevin who says his basement's pretty humid and he's got moisture coming up through the floor. He's got a history of mold and a history of flooding. And he says he's heard us talk about the ways to stop wet basements, but then he has a wet basement contractor come to his house and tell him that we're all wrong. We're all washed up, so to speak, that grading and drainage is not enough. So he wants to know, is that the case? Are we really washed up, Doug, or is this guy just trying to sell his solutions?
Well, I've had a little of this all through my life. The house I grew up in had a sump pump.
Yep.
And whenever there was water, we also used it for the washing machine, too.
Well, that's different, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the thing is that
water
you,
everywhere.
Right. If you have a water problem that's consistent with rainfall like we've had these last few weeks, in other words, it rains either that day, the next day, you start getting signs of moisture, perhaps flooding, heavy snow that melts, you start to get the flooding. It's always, always, always caused by the grading, which is the angle of the soil around your house, and even more so by the roof drainage. And if you were to manage those two things, you're not going to have a wet basement anymore. The idea of having to put in sump pumps and drain tiles and dig trenches in the inside of the basement or the outside of the house, all that does is evacuates water once it gets down there. What we want you to do is to stop water before it gets there. And the only time you need those, they're called sub-slab drainage systems, is if you have a rising water table. But water tables rise seasonally. They don't go up and down with every rainfall. So what you need to do is this, two things. Number one, look at your gutter system. You got to do a little math here, all right? You want one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface. So try to estimate in your mind, you don't have to be particularly accurate about this, but just kind of rough it out, that you have enough downspouts carrying that water away. And be particularly careful with those downspouts that you have an upper roof and drops to a lower roof. Then that lower roof downspout has to take all of that surface together.
Right.
Now, secondly, when you get the downspout discharge, I find that gutter contractors always put them out about a foot, maybe into a splash block. If you've got a water problem in your basement, I want you to add a 6 or 8 foot leader on the end of that. Now, you don't have to stare at it forever, but I want you to move that water at least 6 or 8 feet away from the house to prove a point, and that is it's going to solve your problem. If it does, you can run them underground through solid PVC pipe later and clean it up. But moving that water away from the foundation, you've got to move it away.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is the angle of the soil. So many times you've got people that have a lot of topsoil, right? That's very absorbent, so that holds water against the house. You can have stone that does nothing to shed water away. I've seen landscaping ties and brick pavers that are like perimeters around the house. We have another word for that. We call it a moat. Okay,
yeah.
It holds water in. But if you maintain the drainage around the outside like that with the roof and the grading, nothing restricting, you're not going to have a water problem.
No. You got to get it away from the house. You got to get it away from the house. That's the bottom line. You get the stone around the house, it just drains down further.
Yeah, exactly. That says, come on in.
Wall. That's right. Right.
And the pitch these wet basement contractors give folks about, well, you're going to have a mold problem or your foundation's going to fall apart. Look, the water's already getting down there in their system. It has to go past the walls, in the walls, through the walls to get to those trenches where it gets pumped out. So what's the point? You want to stop the water from getting there.
Don't forget about the Money Pit. This is, 3 days?
The contest
on the
15th,
has been going on.
The Goodnight Sweep Sleepstakes is over on the 15th. You could win a Tuft & Needle mattress, pillows, sheets, $4,000 worth of cool bedding from Tuft & Needle. Enter today at moneypit.com. You got 3 days left to enter.
Moneypit.com. That's kind of a neat prize. And to take care of the wet dream. You had that problem that we were talking about earlier. Get a new mattress. You win the contest. Moneypit.com. All right, Tommy the K with Dougie the S at 59 past.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.